Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisort, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The number of coronavirus cases continues to grow in both Missouri and Illinois. Here are the latest numbers. In Missouri, there are 184 new cases for a total of more than 6,300. 218 Missourians have died. Illinois reports 1,800 new cases and 123 deaths. There are now close to 37,000 cases. Those numbers prompting Governor J.B. Pritzker to add 5 weeks to the stay-at-home order for Illinois, which has already been in place for 5 weeks. The governor used expert projection models to make his case, saying if the stay-at-home order was lifted today, the deaths per day would shoot into the thousands. He says that death rate would last well into the summer and hospitals would be full. The governor acknowledged that this is the most difficult point of the journey in the fight against the coronavirus. General Motors is making plans to restart operations at the Wentzville plant. Managers say they have met with government officials and UAW representatives to come up with the necessary safety protocols to return to work. They're also working with suppliers to ensure that they have the right resources and safety equipment for the plant. Leaders say a restart date has not been set, but small groups of employees may be called back next week to help with planning. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, skies will start mostly sunny early today, but then clouds will be increasing this afternoon ahead of our next weather system. After 3 p.m., we need to watch out for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Showers and storms will increase tonight, with rain and some thunder likely overnight. Rainfall totals of more than 1 inch are possible in some spots. Tomorrow will be cloudy and wet, especially before noon, with temps in the 50s to near 60. Then Sunday brings major improvement with partly cloudy skies and temps rebounding into the mid-60s.